This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Government is sending multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The 7 all-party delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, later this month. The delegations will project India's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all forms and manifestations. They would carry forth to the world India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The 7 delegations will be led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, BJP MP Bejayant Panda, DMK MP Kanimori Karunanidhi, NCP MP Supriya Sule, and Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Highlighting its significance, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the 7 all-party delegations will carry India's shared message of zero tolerance to terrorism, standing as a powerful reflection of national unity above politics, beyond differences. He added that in moments that matter most, Bharat stands united. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested 2 absconders identified as members of a sleeper module of the banned ISIS terror organization in a 2023 case related to fabrication and testing of improvised explosive devices in Pune, Maharashtra. The NIA, in a statement, informed the 2 men were intercepted by the Bureau of Immigration at the Mumbai International Airport Terminal 2. The agency further informed that the 2 accused had been on the run for the past 2 years and also had non-bailable warrants issued against them by the NIA Special Court, Mumbai. It added that the 2 men, already charge-sheeted along with the other arrested accused, had been engaged in assembling IEDs from a rented house in Pune. The investigations in the case are continuing. Indian economy will grow at 6.3% during the current financial year, ahead of China, US and the European Union, a UN report said, according to the UN's mid-year update of world economic situation and prospects. India's growth is being fueled by strong household spending, solid government investments and booming services exports. Turkish airport services firm Celebi Aviation Holdings shares fell nearly 20% within 2 days following India's decision to revoke security clearance for the company's Indian subsidiaries, halting its operations in the country. The Istanbul-based firm said it will pursue all administrative and legal remedies to challenge the move. It stressed the importance of its India business, noting that a third of its consolidated revenue in 2024 came from Indian operations. 9 people have been killed in a Russian drone strike on a passenger bus in northeastern Ukraine. The reported attack comes just hours after Russia and Ukraine held their first direct peace talks since 2022. The talks in Istanbul did not lead to any breakthrough, as Ukraine and Russia remain far apart on how to end the war. However, it was agreed that each side would return 1,000 prisoners of war to the other in the coming days. The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap, with a match between hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, the IPL was suspended on 9th of May due to the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. The BCCI then released a new fixture for remainder of the tournament, with no matches at Mohali and Dharamsala. The final, which was scheduled for 25th of May, will now be played on 3rd of June. The venues for the playoffs will be announced later. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League men's javelin throw event yesterday. Despite a record-breaking 90.23-meter throw, Neeraj had to settle behind Germany's Julian Weber, who started everyone with a final throw of 91.06 meters. Speaking to the media, the Olympian expressed hope of performing even better in the upcoming events. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Olympian Neeraj Chopra for surpassing the 90-meter mark at the Doha Diamond League 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.